Chapter 15. The End. Ferndene Manor was a desolate, lonely house. When Jane knocked at the door, one of the old servants from Thornfield appeared.
Mary, how are you?
Miss Eyre, come in. How did you find us here?
They went into the kitchen.
I was just going to take this glass of water to Mr. Rochester.
Let me take it to him.
Jane was nervous as she entered the room and saw him sitting by the fire. His dog, Pilot, jumped up.
Sit down, Pilot.
Mary, is that you? Give me the water.
He put out his hand and Jane held it.
Who is that? Is it possible? These fingers are hers. Jane, is it really you?
Yes, Edward. It's me. I've come back to you.
Oh, my darling Jane. I have searched for you for so long and could not find you. You must never leave me again.
No, I never will.
Look at me. Look at my eyes and my broken body. Do you still love me? How could you live with an ugly, blind old man like me?
I love you now more than ever.
Then will you marry me? I cannot live without you.
Yes, Edward, I will.
She took him outside into the garden.
The strangest thing happened to me a few days ago. It was late in the evening and I was in despair. I thought you were dead. I called out your name. And then I heard your voice in the air. You said, "I am coming. Wait for me." And then, "Where are you?" How is this possible?
Jane said nothing. She took his hand. And together they returned to the house. One morning, Rochester and Jane got married in a quiet ceremony at the local church. When Jane told the two old servants, they both smiled.
Mr. Rochester and I got married this morning.
Did you, miss? I didn't know you were going to church.
I'm glad. We wish you every happiness.
Jane took good care of her husband. And they were very happy.
You are my eyes, Jane. I see the world through you.
Adele went to a school near Ferndene, and she spent the holidays with them. Rochester bought a little house for Mrs. Fairfax, and she often came to see them. Diana was a frequent visitor, too. After many months, a letter arrived from St. John.
He has gone to India and is already hard at work. He's always so serious. I hope he does not try to do too much.
One day, about 2 years after they were married, Edward looked at Jane and smiled.
You are wearing a blue dress today.
Yes. How do you know?
For some time now, I have felt that my right eye is getting better.
Little by little, his eyesight gradually improved.
Now you do not need me to guide you everywhere you go.
When their first child was born, he looked carefully at the baby's face.
I can't believe it. I am sure he looks like me.